This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, hope you had a great New Year's Day. Maybe you were taking down lights and putting away presents, and maybe you were taking a few presents back because there certainly were some stores that were open or still spending some time with family or getting ready to leave from wherever it was that you were celebrating. I got to celebrate our first daily high five of 2020. Yeah, that's right. Get used to that, the new decade. How about this woman, Dorothy Danvers, 90 years old. She became the first woman to be invited to the plunge in Boston, specifically with the L Street Brownies. That is the oldest polar bear club in the U.S. You know what? They were organized in 1902. I love that story when I heard that. So the event, by the way, has taken place for over 100 years, and there are plunges all over the world, but that's just one spot. Boston Harbor is a very, very big one. So again, the daily high five to you, Dorothy Danvers, at 90. Who says age is a factor? It's all in your mind. Sadly, 2019 and the ball dropping in Times Square and people celebrating a new year doesn't stop them from doing horrible things. Just hours into the new decade, there were a bunch of shootings, and here's a couple of them. Two men were fatally shot when a gunman opened fire at a celebration at the club in Orlando. About 250 partygoers ran for safety. The good news there is that so many of them got out of the way of the bullets that were flying. At a nightclub in Lubbock, Texas, a gunman killed two men. They were just 17 and 24 in Huntington, West Virginia. This sounds like a police blotter. Sorry about that. But seven people were injured after being shot inside a bar on New Year's Day. More than a dozen shell casings were found outside the bar in a parking lot across the street. So, so sad. What are people thinking? Let's hope it's not one of the deadliest years on record. I mean, we saw what happened in that church shooting, and it was great that somebody acted so quickly and annihilated the threat. Of course, two people died, but it could have been such a disaster, and that was just a week ago we were talking about that. How about the Pope? The Pope had to apologize already. Controversy swirling around Pope Francis. What is the controversy, you say? He apologized for smacking the hand of a woman who yanked him toward her as he was greeting a crowd in St. Peter's Square. So often popes go out into the square and people try to touch them, take selfies, all that old kind of stuff. So there was video from the New Year's Eve incident that showed Pope Francis smiling and clasping hands with people behind a barrier, and he made the way toward the nativity scene, the Vatican's nativity scene, and a woman crossed herself as the Pope approached her, and when he began to turn away, she grabbed his hand and pulled him toward her. So again, he shouted something toward her, and then because that video was out there, he certainly apologized as soon as he was made aware of it. And he did say this, which I thought was brilliant. He said, so many times we lose patience. Me too. He said, excuse me for the bad example. Good for you, Pope Francis. All right, in the sports world, there were a couple of things worth mentioning here. Sadly, David Stern, I talked to him once on a talk show I did out of California. Roger Blaymeyer, who I wrote about in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, one of my mentors, knew David Stern because he worked with the Golden State Warriors, and we had the chance to talk to him, and he was just a fabulous guest because he changed the NBA. I mean, he transformed the NBA into a global multi-billion dollar business. He did. And I think he's one of the best commissioners in pro sports. Sadly, he died on Wednesday. He was 44 years old. I probably mentioned this on a previous show way back in the beginning of December. He had a brain hemorrhage, and he had brain surgery, and it wasn't looking good whether he was going to recover or not. Of course, that's really tough, brain surgery, but he didn't survive, so we wish his family well. That's tough. 77 years old, like I said. David Stern took over the NBA in 1984, and boy, 30 years as commissioner, he really changed, I think, the trajectory and the course of many players, by the way, in the NBA. All right, so it is bowl season, and I know a lot of you are Alabama fans. You might be Michigan fans, too. What happened in that bowl game? I'm just going to mention a couple of them. So in the Citrus Bowl, Alabama Wow. First snap of the game, Mac Jones. Deep. Jerry Jeudy ran out of reach, and an 85-yard bomb arrived. Hello, Alabama. Clemson Tide went on to the Citrus Bowl for the win, 35-16. Also, with the clock ticking down on an incredible year and an incredible season for P.J. Fleck, who is the coach of Minnesota, the Minnesota Golden Gophers beat number 9 Auburn in the Outback Bowl, 31-24. And they just had that heart of never giving up, right? In fact, there was one funny moment that was caught on camera. I mean, how could you not catch it on camera? This game was played in Tampa, but the Minnesota fans started chanting, "Row the boat, row the boat, row, row, row your boat," you know, that song. And "row the boat" is kind of the never give up mantra of P.J. Fleck, and that's how he changed the culture of the Golden Gophers football program. That was his, a lot of times there's a phrase or something you do to motivate the players, and that was his phrase. So good on P.J. Fleck. If I hadn't given the daily high five to Dorothy Danvers, the 90-year-old woman who took the polar bear plunge, I probably would have handed it off to P.J. Fleck. By the way, good time to remind you, we are doing Nail the Score on our Thursday show, our next show. So to usher in 2020, your chance for bragging rights and to win some fabulous prizes happens in the first hour, third segment. It's easy. I just pick a game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like playing bingo, as I say. And you just call in with who you think's going to win. Just pick one of the two teams and give me a score, and perhaps you'll get lucky. We've had some winners in the past. Haven't had any winners recently, however. All right, speaking of winners, I think this was a very smart thing to do. The news out of D.C. that breach of the U.S. Embassy, which was horrible, fires everywhere, trying to push the people back that were trying to invade the compound in Baghdad. So Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was going to go to the Ukraine and four other countries. He was going to arrive in the Ukraine late on Thursday in his first visit to the country that's at the heart of this whole impeachment thing, and then on to a couple of other places. But he delayed the trip to monitor the situation in Iraq and ensure the safety, frankly, and security of so many Americans in the Middle East. That is our biggest embassy there. It's like a little small town, 16,000 people connected to that embassy. So smart to postpone that for now and push that off until we know what's happening there, because Iran is just constantly baiting this situation, and it's obviously very, very tense, incredibly tense. I mentioned this before, but it's worth mentioning again. I'm going to do a mailbag segment coming up next. A couple of you mentioned this. What's going to happen in phase one? When does that get signed? Kate, with China, that's what Joe asked me. Well, January 15th, that's what the president tweeted out. He's sealing that agreement. There's going to be two phases to it. So this deal that was announced on the 13th would, of course, suspend plans for new tariffs. That was going to be on $160 billion worth of Chinese imports, which would have included and affected all of us, smartphones, toys, and that kind of stuff. So that didn't happen. So they're going to have this ceremony. I mentioned this before, too, at the White House. And this is good because it looks like there is some serious movement here. And then with this phase one and then phase two after that, then farmers should see an ease between what's happened with this trade war between the two largest economies. And it should help them, I would assume, probably in the mix, too. All right, hang with us. Again, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2020. Mailbag coming up next.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to.
Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com. Welcome to the first mailbag of 2020. A lot of you sent me your thoughts on things that are happening in the new year and just some random thoughts, too. Even a couple asking me what I had seen recently at the movies because we do the cheap movie review. And, of course, that will be back in full swing coming up in this year. Yeah, can you believe it? A new year. Kate Delaney is always thrilled to be with you. 15 years on this show, so still hanging tough. Let's dive into the mailbag. Got this one from Jan in New Orleans, who says, Kate, I am kind of a big football fan. I'm like you, politics, I've heard you say, business and sports, so the big three to me. But I am excited that here in the Big Easy, we are hosting the national title game, LSU and Clemson. Who do you think wins that? I know this is putting you on the spot, but you pay attention to such things. What do you think? LSU, baby. Some home cooking. I mean, although by the time you disperse the tickets, there would be plenty of Clemson fans there. I love Tigers versus the Tigers. I do think it's LSU. It's a magical year for Ed Ogeron and that team. It's just been incredible to watch them. It has been. I've become a fan. And Joe Burrow, I am a huge fan of his. And watching him and the way he accepted the Heisman Trophy and just what he's been able to do and what a smart move by that coaching staff and just how they are and how they seem to be around people and the treatment and the things that I hear. And many of you, of course, have heard these stories, too. There's no secret about it. But I like LSU's chances, but it's not going to be easy because Dabo Swinney knows what he's doing. They've won two of the last three national titles. I do like this game. I think it'll be close and exciting and good for you, New Orleans, because, of course, we love broadcasting there. And I know many of you listen to me sometimes in repeat, meaning you get the podcast in the morning with your beignets and coffee. I've had a few of you write me about that. And again, you can always let me know your thoughts on the show at any time. Anything you want to hear or talk about, just hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. How about Mac? Mac says, Kate, it's been a tough year for California, and I know you had people on, a lot of people on from California this year to talk about the various things that happened, whether it was earthquakes or fires or something else that was going on, or the blackouts, the intended blackouts because of the fires in Cali. And I'm wondering, do you think it's going to be a good decade for California? Can you look into your, as you call it, cracked crystal ball? Well, first of all, Mac, thanks so much for listening to us in Riverside, California. You must be listening to us on KCAA. That's great. And you're listening to us, obviously, in replay, too, which is fantastic. And it was a crazy year for California. I mean, you had a crazy amount of scandals, by the way, because the college admissions scandal was one that really foisted California into everybody's mindset with USC and what happened with the two actresses and how much money was out there that was being thrown into colleges to get kids into colleges, you know, that whole Varsity Blues, Operation Varsity Blues is what they called it. And we're certainly not at a conclusion of that, by the way. But more than that, the Ridgecrest, California shake that happened on July 4th, and it was like the strongest earthquake, I'm going to say, in two decades, and large parts of Southern California, parts of Nevada felt it, and nerves were just jangled. I mean, there was some destruction, and luckily, aftershocks were scary too, but luckily not the kind of damage that is the life kind of damage, because it's always about human life first, right? Yes. It's always about that. And then the fires and the cost of the fires and what happens then, the possibility, of course, of mudslides. So it was a tough year. I cannot predict the future from what Mother Nature is going to do in a decade, but you just know that California needs to, when you live in California, just somebody told me when I lived there, are you earthquake ready? Are you prepared for what could happen? How do you get earthquake ready? So I did find out that, yeah, put some things in the back of your trunk in case you have to take off and pray that the road doesn't swallow you up, because it can happen at a moment's notice. So I hope for California and for everybody else listening to the show that you have good fortune throughout the entire decade, but I cannot predict, again, what's going to happen with Mother Nature. We don't know. And, you know, that's the thing. That's the difference also, too, by the way, with earthquakes and tornadoes versus, or hurricanes rather, versus tornadoes, too. What I'm trying to say is earthquakes and tornadoes. There you go. Earthquakes and tornadoes are similar in the sense that maybe you get a little more warning with tornadoes, but you don't get much warning. And it can rip up one side of the street and not rip up the other. And there's not a lot of warning with any of that. So wishing all my California friends the best in the new year and the new decade. All right, Joe in Brownswood, Texas, no surprise. Cowboys, what are they going to do, Kate, with Jason Garrett? Would you keep Jason Garrett? Well, that's an easy answer. I wouldn't. I like Jason Garrett. I covered Jason Garrett when he was with the Cowboys. But they can't afford to keep him there because they can't afford to be mediocre anymore with all that talent. There's just no excuse for that. So Jason Garrett is meeting again for a third time with the Cowboys ownership on Thursday. And they're talking about what the future is going to hold for him. And they're dragging this out. But his contract expires in a couple of weeks. Do they make a decision that he goes away when the contract expires? They don't have to have this dramatic firing. Because let's face it, whoever comes in next, I think that's going to play out in a more long form. In other words, I don't think it's going to be an overnight snap decision, because this way there's more conversation about the Cowboys and who could possibly be coach, unless there's just somebody that everybody's after. And there are a couple of people that fall into that category, so maybe they don't want to wait. But there's just no way Garrett's back. I don't even have an answer for that. If he was back, I mean, that would be the most stunning thing that I can imagine, period, at the end of this NFL season. I mean, it would be crazy. It just doesn't It just wouldn't make any sense. Let's just put it that way. It wouldn't make any sense to me. All right, then I got this one. And this was a great email, too. This one was from Trinity listening to us in Connecticut on our great affiliate there. And Trinity says, Kate, I've been listening to you in replay for a couple of months. I say replay because I get up with my kids, and then I found a way to hear you. Someone told me about your show. And I was wondering, and I've heard you say this a ton, that Jeff Bezos, you know, pretty much destroyed the brick and mortar stores. And I agree with you. And so much of what I do actually is on Amazon now. But I have to admit, there's stores that I miss. And there's was something about meeting people for lunch and girlfriends, et cetera, when I could, because I'm a working woman. And there was something about that whole thing that has kind of just disappeared a little bit. Although there are certainly stores out there, some of my favorites went away, particularly the run I used to make for my family when my kids were little to go to Blockbuster and snap up the latest movie and then grab the crummy food that wasn't good for us, but that we like to eat and watch movies. But of course, that's many, many years ago now. It's funny you bring up Blockbuster, because in this decade is when it was the disappearance of Blockbuster, and that was big because then you have Netflix and streaming and the whole world changed. And you're right, it used to be a big thing to try to get to Blockbuster and grab the newest releases. I was right there with you. I wanted to get whatever was in or try to put one of those holds on it, and it would be so disappointing when I'd go in and I'd see the card there and it was gone. And then I'd, you know, stalk around and wait for when I thought it might come back in. But you know what? One of my favorite stores was Borders. There was a bookstore called Borders, and I loved going there because just like B&N, you could go and look at the magazines, look at the latest books, that whole thing. I mean, granted, we still have libraries, and you can order books off of Amazon and browse them, but that's not the same thing as going for coffee, looking at the books. And because I came from that family, some of y'all can understand this, where, you know, when you were a kid, you had the book fairs, and you got, I don't care if you got $3, $5, $10, whatever, and you could get books, and books were a big deal in my family. Everybody read, and I liked reading. I liked getting lost in the stories. And to me, I think that opened up that whole journalism talk show thing probably in me. But regardless whether it did or not, it was one of my favorite stores because I liked to go in there and I liked to look at whatever the latest books were. Of course, I could still do that at B&N. It's a little bit different. It doesn't have the same feel for me. And then you wonder how long is that store around. But now there's kind of a renaissance, if you will, of people getting books. Like my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, you hear me talk about it, that was published by Forbes last year. Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. That's a hardback book. So people tell me they like that because they get tired of constantly looking at a screen. And I feel the same way. When I have books and when I get books, and you know, we do our author's corner, I like to have the books. I know a lot of people like to get Kindle and etc., but I like to actually hold the book and have the book in my hand. It's just, I don't know. It's just, maybe it's a throwback thing for me. I'm not sure. Hey, coming up, I talked to Beyonce's dad, and in case you missed that interview, Matthew Knowles, he has a book out about Destiny's Child, so you don't want to miss that. That's coming up next. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran-backed militiamen withdrew from the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad after 2 days of clashes with American security forces. During New Year's Eve festivities, the president warned Iran against any escalations.
I want to have peace. I like peace. And Iran should want peace more than anybody. So I don't see that happening. No, I don't think Iran would want that to happen. It would go very quickly.
Tim Berg has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is postponing his planned trip to Ukraine because of the violence going on outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortegas tells Fox News President Trump has been patient with Iran.
We have told the Iranian regime countless times, do not confuse President Trump's strategic patience with weakness. And unfortunately, the regime has done that.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Written a book called Destiny's Child, The Untold Story. He, of course, is the father of Beyonce, who is a major superstar, obviously, that we all know. And who didn't love and dance to Destiny's Child? Who still doesn't do that? So it really is exciting to have him on the show and introduce you to this great book that he's releasing. Matthew, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much. Here in New York today, looking out of the window at Central Park with snow, and it's cold outside, but a great day because this morning on Amazon, the book went number one. So excited about that.
Boy, no kidding. So Destiny's Child, take us back to the beginning of it. Did you know that you had magic in a bottle? How did this all unfold?
Well, that's what I tell the entire story going back to 1992.
issue. The girls, it started out girls' time, and by the way, the name has changed from girls' time to the dolls to something fresh to cliche to destiny to Destiny's Child. A total of about 25 to 30 members, going back starting in around 1992. I didn't get involved. I was just playing a dad's role until the ladies had gone to Star Search. So imagine that being American Idol today. And they lost on the Star Search. And Ed McMahon was then the host. And I said, well, Mr. McMahon, these kids are crying their hearts out. By that time, Beyonce had competed in about 30 competition, had never lost. So she took it the hardest. And he said, I don't understand, Mr. Knows. Everyone who wins on Star Search consistently never goes on to be successful professionally. It's the people that lose. And he started naming names like Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, Aaliyah, Boyz II Men. He said, those are the ones that go back, they make the changes in their organization, they rededicate, refocus, and they go on from that loss to be successful. And that's how I got involved. That was a defining moment.
Yeah, when obviously you got that great advice from him as to what happened, and for people listening, that's an interesting revelation because you don't always realize that. You named some very big names, obviously, in the success that they went on to. So, Matthew, you jump into this, and like you mentioned, you were in the parenting role, and you were shuffling kids around, you were having the watchful eye. Now, all of a sudden, you're trying to drive this thing. What was that like for you?
Well, for me, it started with going back to school. I went back to a community college. I took three courses, artist management, publishing, and live events. And then I went to every seminar that I could get to, and I asked every question I could while I was there, and began to start building those relationships, because that's key and critical in any business, not just music. And so there was a learning curve for me. I came from 20 years of corporate America, so I brought that as well as a positive asset that I had. And that's how it started. I had a partner, a co-manager, who had invested in a group prior to me being involved. And so she came along. We made immediate changes in the organization. We had dancers they were trying to get a record deal, believe it or not, with. We had to let that go. We moved one of the dancers to be a member of the group, and then we had to go and audition for others.
We're speaking with Matthew Knowles, and again, his book is number one on Amazon, so we are so thrilled to have him. Destiny's Child, The Untold Story, you can pick it up there. You know, you talk about getting record deals, and you talk in your book about a fascinating part about working with Prince, because you had a relationship with him as a recording engineer, and when you talked to Prince about the girls and you sent him a couple of songs, what did he say?
Well, actually, you know, in the book, I interview several people. And one of the ones that I interview is Arnie Frager, who actually gave the ladies their first record deal, a production deal. He was an engineer at the Record Plant Studio in Sausalito, California. And it was actually him that had this relationship because Prince would record there. And so Prince was excited about signing the girls. That never did, go anywhere because Prince was so incredibly busy at the time. But yes, Prince was very interested in signing Destiny's Child, as we know them.
Yeah, we go back to that, and to not confuse everyone, as you said, you go back to Plant, and he was really instrumental in helping you, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He actually deal with Star Search and was very instrumental. He put up hundreds of dollars in a production deal. But I have to give it to Arnie. At some point, he realized that he could take it in and was honorable enough to say some people don't, and allowed me and my dentist, Ann Tillman, to take back and then go on.
So in talking about that and talking about the record labels and moving forward with that in the record industry, what was the best thing and the most frustrating thing about the record industry?
Well, the most frustrating thing is having the attachment of dad to my name. In the music industry, parents are considered a foe rather than a friend, and a liability rather than an asset. They consider parents very emotional and don't make good decisions because they are emotional. I had to get that stigma away from me. That was one of the biggest challenges. And I eventually did get that stigma off of me and was viewed at Columbia Records as a tremendous asset to the organization.
Yeah, you talk in the book about getting annoyed and sometimes insulted because people were trying to compare you rather to Joe Jackson, right?
Yeah, I really dislike that comparison. I've never met Mr. Jackson. He's now deceased. I do know I had an assignment of one of my classes. I'm a college professor also, to do research on the Jackson family. There's no real comparison between Joe and I other than we're father of some incredible kids. Joe's approach to the business was totally different than mine. He enjoyed being in a studio. I totally disliked being in a studio. He was an artist wanting to get a record deal himself. I never wanted to do that. He was more blue collar. I was more white collar. And so we were just totally, totally different in many, many ways. The one thing I did find fascinating was that Mrs. Jackson actually did the wardrobe, and I never knew that until the research. And my former wife, Tina, did the wardrobe for Destiny's Child. So there was a comparison there with the mothers.
Yeah, well, how about that? And we're speaking with Matthew Knowles, and the book is called Destiny's Child, The Untold Story. And you had to kind of split yourself, and you mentioned Tina, because you had to be on the road, and your family was split. Tina was in Houston. She was running the business, all of that. What was that like, the tour demands, especially the first time you went on the road? What was it like when you first went on the road?
Well, you know, I had a job in corporate America where I was on the road all the time, so that wasn't unusual. And it was certainly helpful because I covered three or four states when I sold diagnostic imaging equipment. What became very difficult is when we all were in different places, and then when we were away for a long length of time. I remember 9/11. On 9/11, I was in New York. Solange, my youngest daughter, was on a TMZ, on a TRL on MTV tour in Seattle. Destiny's Child was in Los Angeles for the Latin Grammy Awards, and Tina was in Houston. And, you know, we were all in different places on 9/11, and we all realized how dreadful that day and the days after were. It took a week and a half. It took Solange a week and a half to get home. So it was a lot of challenges in that being away.
Well, I bet there was, and that was a horrible time for so many people. And, you know, you talk about the regime of doing it. You were used to being on the road, that kind of stuff. And getting the girls known, though, getting the word out, getting the publicity out there. And then in the very, very beginning, of course, being on a limited budget, what was that like for you?
Well, it was just that. We had to really have our boots to the ground, and we started that way, passing out flyers, the old school way of doing it, getting the name out in the city of Houston, and building the name in Houston, and then branching out to Texas, and branching out from there to the Southwest. And I tell that today to folks that want to get in the industry, first make your name known in your city before you think a major record label is going to sign you to a worldwide contract. And we did it that way, and it worked for us.
All right, we're speaking with Matthew Knowles, and again, the book is called Destiny's Child, The Untold Story. Matthew, can you hang with us and do another segment with us?
Absolutely. Would love to.
All right, hang on a second. We're going to be back with Matthew Knowles.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We continue with Matthew Knowles. Of course, he's the father of Fiance and Solange, and behind Destiny's Child, The Untold Story. He is the author of that book, and there's so many great stories in this book. I couldn't possibly do justice to it. But I love when you talk about traveling. I love when you talk about the tour dates. When the girls first knew they made it, and you knew they made it, it was like winning the Super Bowl, I bet. What was that feeling like? Take us back to that.
Well, you know, the first award that they received was with Soul Train, and they were so, so excited. And so the box arrived in Houston at my office. The girls opened the box, and the Soul Train Award says Erykah Badu on it. And they were so disappointed. You can imagine getting the first major award, and it has another artist's name on it. I'll never forget that moment. But there were many, many more after that with all the hard work that they did.
Tell us about writing the songs and who wrote the majority of the songs and what it was like getting the songs out there and getting them known and heard.
Well, initially, the girls were not involved on the first album, very, very little in any of the decision-making, and that's pretty standard. A lot of artists want to start out being songwriters, and I say it's like anything else in life. You have to learn the craft and grow into that role. And then the second album and thereafter, the girls got more involved. Beyoncé was always and still is the creative force. She's the songwriter. She's the one that puts the harmonies that we all know of Destiny's Child together. So she always took that lead role. And we're very, very grateful because she's extremely talented in all of those areas.
Yeah. When the girls started to meet superstars and you knew you had something, and there wasn't girl groups. By the way, there wasn't girl groups out there. I mean, this is one of the biggest girl groups of all time, right? Destiny's Child.
Yeah, it's always been a male-dominated industry and on both sides of the microphone. I think we saw more of that in a couple of Grammy Awards ago when it was a real complaint about the number of women that were participating in the business side as well as the number of Grammys being won by women. So it was very difficult for women and very difficult for Destiny's Child to end that stigma. But they did. They did, and they did it in a big way because success always bring about changes. And that's the wonderful thing about life.
Boy, so well said. That is a hashtag, Matthew. Definitely. I scribbled that one down as soon as you said it. When we look back at Destiny's Child and your role in it, and of course there's always gossip and rumors and everything else, in the book you clear up a lot of that, and that had to make you feel good. What got under your skin that you would hear all the time?
Well, the one thing that would really get under my skin, and really, she paid a huge price for it emotionally. Beyonce took a lot of flack in the media, both social media and newspapers and TV all over, that she was the reason when we had a breakup of the group in the early 2000s. I think it was actually 2000. And in fact, it was just the opposite. She realized that it couldn't work having two different managers and having two girls managed by one person and two by the other. But the ultimate decision of that, the girls were 16 years old, maybe 17. They're still kids. And when you're talking a $2 billion group, this group has generated $2 billion on Sony. The ultimate decision for that breakup was Columbia Records, the president of Columbia Records, and myself. And I wanted to clear that up. I wanted that to be known to all the fans out there that Beyonce had nothing to do with the breakup of this group. And I wanted to get that out there. And that makes me feel extremely, extremely good to know that finally that's very clear. And there's several other things on how the strategy of even how Beyonce got into having solo records and Kelly and Michelle. That was the strategy that I had and shared with the ladies, and they bought into it, and so did the record label, that we wanted each one of them to have solo careers, and then we would do a Destiny's Child album, then another solo song, to build the overall fan base was one of the reasons, and also to prepare each of them to have more confidence on their own. And it absolutely worked.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things you talk about in the book is you talk about going with them for the Jimmy Kimmel live taping. They performed together for the last time as Destiny's Child, and you said you did a special gathering for fans. What was that moment like?
Well, you know, interesting enough, I pulled that song up. I hadn't played it in a long time, Stand Up for Love. And it kind of reminds me on scary, eerily, as I'm speaking, how there's a song that we have as a single on the Girls' Time album that sounds remarkably, gives you that same kind of vibe called Sunshine. But, you know, it was just a moment in time that I'll never forget. The ladies will never forget that performance. Hopefully it's not the last performance. I say this in the book, unlike most bands, Destiny's Child didn't break up. Breaking up connotates that there was a challenge, an issue, something negative happened, and everyone decided to go their own merry way. That was different with the girls. They retired. They're best of friends. They talk to each other, see each other almost every day, all live in L.A., and hopefully one day they'll have a reunion. But the band never broke up. I still, to this day, still manage them. Folks that's not in the industry don't realize that there's licensing, there's some things that's going to happen at the Super Bowl. I'm constantly working on Destiny's Child.
Yeah, and you mentioned there's songs, too, that people haven't heard, right? There's unreleased songs.
Those unreleased songs came out yesterday. You know, the Girls' Time is actually Destiny's Child Untold Story presenting Girls' Time. Girls' Time Untold Story presenting Girls' Time. That's the music portion of this. So there's a book and the music.
Wow. What do you hope people take away from reading your book about Destiny's Child, The Untold Story?
Well, I hope the ultimate takeaway is that they learn so much in the history of this group, going again back to 1992, things that they never, ever knew. I hope that they, to the reader that don't know a lot about the music industry, it also helped them to understand that when you look at the uber successful people, there were so many times that there was failure and there was mistakes. And those of us that look at failure and mistakes as an opportunity to grow and not a reason to quit, go on to become even more successful. And Destiny's Child is a living legend of just that philosophy, that they never quit, had a number of failures along the way. You know, at one point we thought Beyonce would never sing again. And I share that story in the book. So there's just a lot of things that a fan and those of you that just love to read about interesting people that they would get out of this book.
Yeah, absolutely. And for you, what was the best part about managing this group and seeing your daughters flourish and others?
Well, as always, for me, fulfilling to, there's a certain smile that I know. There's a certain look that Beyonce has on the stage when she's in this zone of pure bliss. Most people wouldn't know it, but I know it. I always smile. I'm always proud of now Solange, who used to be Beyonce's little sister. She's no longer as a Grammy Award winner, as someone who's debuted with number one albums. She's no longer a little sister. The success that Kelly had internationally and still having, especially in Australia. When I look at Michelle having four number one gospel albums, that brings me a sense of pride and joy of the continued success that each and every one of these ladies have. Very proud of that.
Wow, perfect place to end this. You want to definitely, you've just scratched the surface, read this book, Destiny's Child, The Untold Story. Matthew Knowles, congratulations on the book, number one on Amazon, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, and a step further, if anyone liked the book, sign an autograph, they can simply go to MatthewKnowles.com, and I will mail it back to them with a signed autograph and a note.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.